You want to say something about the title, Swagadocious?
Swagadocious, it's our new album that we released late last year. And it's just kind of an attitude, I guess, and it can spawn from a band practice. And our keyboardist was trying to help a song come along, and he's like, you know, you got to keep it swagadocious. And I just really liked that. I was like, oh, you're onto something with that word right there. I like that. So we called an album that shortly thereafter. And it kind of plays well into our thrift store funk theme that we're trying to spread. And that basically is that the band wears funky threads that we all find from the thrift store. And it's just something to do that we found out on the road. It was fun to pass the time. You know, you get to a new town, you hit a thrift store, and you find some funky duds. And it just kind of adds to the attitude as well, because if you dress funky, you feel funky, you dance, you have a good night, you know.
I notice on the website you mention boogie trance. When I think of boogie trance, the first thing I think of is On the Road Again by Canned Heat. What do you think of when you think of the term boogie trance?
Nice. My first thought is like John Lee Hooker or something, you know, where it's got like a deep groove and it's not that complicated. It's really simple. And you just get into a trance. Cause I tend to write a lot of my songs just like that, with that formula, where I'll just be sitting with my guitar and I'll find a nice, easy riff that I don't have to think too much about. And then I just kind of tap into my emotions or where I'm at. And I'm really surprised a lot of times the words that come out when I just get into a trance. And I like to call that boogie trance music. And that's just, you know, it's a hypnotic groove that you just hit, and hopefully the audience can hit it as well. And the band, you know, like I like to keep it simple for the band too, to help keep them having fun. And you know, the more changes you put in music, the more fancy stuff, the more time, more often than not, it becomes distracting more than complimentary, you know. So I like to keep it simple, keep it funky, keep it groovy. And that's kind of what the whole thing behind that boogie trance.
One of the things you mentioned on the website, you referred yourself, it refers to you as self-proclaimed rock revivalists. Who are some of the other people that you look back to?
You know, I'm a big classic rock junkie as well. Like, you almost every classic rock band has a soft spot in my heart, just because they're all almost often than not blues based. So when I hear bands like the Stones or the Faces or, you know, Cream and Hendrix, and who some of the other great classic rock bands that really turn me on. I mean, there's a ton of them, the Allman Brothers and that kind of formula, you know. Mm-hmm. it really strikes home to me. It feels genuine, it feels real, and it's probably just because I was raised on it.
And another thing I picked up off the website was the celebrate life mantra.
Yeah, you know, that's something that is really near and dear to my heart, because I believe music is communal. And music is supposed to bring people together and supposed to uplift folk. People want to attach themselves to the music. I think it's important for the artist to understand that we're playing for the people when we hit the stage, and we got to celebrate together. We got to laugh and cry together. You know, we're in this together. So I really try to preach that and bring that across. Because if I can get my guys on that same page and get the audience on that same page, that's when the magic happens. I realized not too long ago that it's not how great I make people think I am. It's how good I make them feel. So if I can express myself and make people feel good, I'm winning. You know, I'm doing my job as an entertainer and as an artist. So that's really my goal, is to celebrate life and spread that joy to people coming out to the shows.
Bruce Hornsby referred to having worked with the Grateful Dead as being the curse. And he says that now he always gets deadheads out to see him. Do you ever have anybody show up wondering if Jeremiah is related to Bob Weir?
Yeah. Somebody yelled that out to him last week in Topeka. Yelled out Bob Weir to him. So that wouldn't be a bad problem to have, I don't think.
No, they're a happy time crowd. They're a happy time. You know, they come out and celebrate with you. So
yeah, I love deadheads. You know, the more the merrier.
But
that's kind of, you know, that whole thrift store funk thing that we're going after,
right,
was inspired slightly because of the deadhead scene. You know, I feel like all great bands have that subculture attachment to them. You know, like all the deadheads, where they got the tie dyes. You know, they got this whole. Kind of, you can almost pick out the deadheads just by their style, you know?
Yeah, and
that's kind of inspired by our thrift store funk, is that we want to unify the audience as well, you know?